9,000 people are crowded in homemade tents in this makeshift camp on the grounds of a damaged school. Some residents sell food to those who can afford it. Water is available thanks to international aid organizations, but the process of getting it is not always smooth. An angry crowd stands outside the office of the local aid organization in charge of water distribution. A spokesman says relief workers hope to improve the process of water distribution and that they desperately need more food, tents, and medical supplies. Camp resident Rosemond Desmessier says free food deliveries do not always reach those who need them most. She says when they bring the supplies, we get nothing. Those who can get access prevent us from getting them. The men take everything, but the women nothing. This is the dry season in Haiti, but in a few months the rains will come, and camp residents worry about these tents, many made of bedsheets. Alex O'Shaw is an elementary school teacher whose Port-au-Prince school is now closed because of the quake. He says he hopes that aid distribution in the camp will become better organized and that there will be international help with reconstruction. He says the future of Haiti is important. He would like that they help to rebuild the country. For now, the people need food to eat. Local Port-au-Prince Boy Scouts have come to help, and they are waiting for a tent and supplies before they can assist those in need. A medical van is expected to arrive tomorrow. This man alerts camp residents that vaccinations will be available at the mobile clinic. Teenage boys play basketball in the shadow of a high school damaged and closed for now, as camp residents do what they can to get on with their lives. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.